Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Vice Presidential Election 2025. The participants are K.V. Prasad, political analyst, and Nilab Srivastav, journalist.
The results for the elections of the Vice President of India have now been declared, and as per the final vote count, as per provided by the returning officer, Mr. P.C. Modi, the total number of votes that were cast are 767, out of which 15 votes have been categorized or declared as invalid. And the winning candidate remains Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan, the NDA candidate. He has secured 452 votes. His opposite candidate, Mr. B. Sudarshan Reddy of the opposition parties, has secured 300 votes. Let us hear from the AIR correspondent about the developments of the day.
NDA candidate and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will be the new Vice President of India. He defeated India Bloc candidate and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. Briefing reporters after accounting of votes for Vice Presidential election, Rajya Sabha Secretary General and Returning Officer P.C. Modi said, out of the total 781 electors, 767 MPs voted in the election. Mr. Modi informed that out of 767 votes, 752 were found valid and 15 were declared invalid. He informed that out of the 752 valid votes, Mr. Radhakrishnan secured 452 votes, while Sudarshan Reddy got 300 votes in the 17th Vice Presidential election held in new Parliament building today. The Rajya Sabha Secretary General informed that the election for the post of Vice President was held in a free, fair and orderly manner. The election took place after the resignation of former Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar in July this year, citing health reasons. Born in Tiruppur, Tamil Nadu, Chandrapuram Ponnusamy Radhakrishnan began his political journey as a student leader. He was actively involved in organizations such as the RSS. Since then, he has used politics as a medium to serve the public. He was elected twice to the Lok Sabha from Coimbatore. Mr. Radhakrishnan has also served as Governor of Jharkhand, Telangana and Maharashtra and also Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry. An agriculturist by profession, he is admired for his integrity, vision and unblemished public life. The voting for the Vice Presidential election was held between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was the first among the members who cast his vote. Besides, several union ministers, including Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Jagat Prakash Nadda, Nitin Gadkari, Ashwini Vaishnav and Shivraj Singh Chauhan also voted. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh, JDU leader Sanjay Jha, JDS MP and former Prime Minister H.T. Devegowda, Shiv Sena's Srikant Shinde, NCP's Praful Patel and Hindustani Awam Morcha's Jitan Ram Majhi also cast their votes. From the opposition camp, Congress MPs Mallikarjun Khadge, Rahul Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi, NCP SCP leader Sarat Pawar, Samajwadi Party's Akhilesh Yadav and DMK MP Dayanidhi Maran also voted in the Vice Presidential polls. With Anand and Dipendra, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Mr. Prasad, we know that the electoral college for the vice president election remains as of today is 788 members, which comprises 245 Rajya Sabha members, 543 from the Lok Sabha and 12 nominated members of the Rajya Sabha who are eligible to vote. So the present strength of the electoral college is about 781. As 6 seats are vacant in Rajya Sabha and 1 vacant is in Lok Sabha. And as I understand, the majority mark remains 391. The NDA candidate has secured 452 votes. We have a bite from the returning officer, Mr. P.C. Modi. Let's hear to that.
Shri Bucci Reddy Sudarshan Reddy has secured 300 first preference votes and Shri C.P. Radhakrishnan has secured 452 first preference votes. As the first preference vote secured by Shri C.P. Radhakrishnan was greater than the requisite quota, in pursuance of provisions contained in Section 11 of the Presidential and Vice Presidential Elections Act 1952, 31 of 1952, read with Rule 35 of the Presidential and Vice Presidential Election Rules 1974, I, P.C. Modi, the returning officer for the Vice Presidential Election 2025, hereby declare that Shri C.P. Radhakrishnan, Jal Bhushan Raj Bhavan, Walkeshwar Road, Malabar Hill, Mumbai, has been duly elected to the office of Vice President of India. The 17th Vice Presidential election was conducted in a free, fair and orderly manner.
How do you see, or what would be your first reaction to the election results that have come vis-a-vis the political alignments between the NDA and the opposition?
The numbers, as you told me, were very clear in favor of the governing coalition. right from the beginning. Of course, we all understand that in a competitive politics, in politics, it's always the opposition tries and puts up a candidate. So it was also in that spirit of elections was held. And of course, so as I said, the numbers were clear. If the numbers of people come down is because we gathered during the day that certain political parties decided to abstain or rather not exercise the right to vote, right? So that obviously explains the numbers, why the numbers have fallen in terms of the final vote count. That, in effect, also changes the halfway mark plus one, that is a simple majority. But in any case, as I said, right from the beginning, there was no doubt at all at any time that there was going to be any victory of Mr. Radhakrishnan was assured.
The parties who abstained, the BRS, the Bharat Rashtra Samiti party, and also the BJD of Odisha, Biju Janata Dal, if I understand correctly, also the Shiromani Akali Dal also abstained from the voting. Now, there have been reactions which have been fast pouring in since the declaration of the results. So, if I can quote, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has now went on X and he has said that this is a victory of someone whose life has spent in empowering the poor and the marginalized. Home Minister Amit Shah said that this is a person who has risen from grassroots. While the opposition Congress party has said that these results are showing that the opposition has stood united and this was just an arithmetical victory for the ruling party. Mr. Prasad, what exactly is the importance of the vice president elections when it comes to, we see so much of hectic parlays happening, so much of activity happening in the backdrop of these elections. So what is the importance in the entire federal structure of the country when it comes to vice presidential polls?
Well, I think, of course, one, the vice president is number the second in the constitutional pecking order of this country. I mean, the president of India is number one, number two becomes the vice president. So obviously it is a very high constitutional position in the country. And of course, it has an element of politics because it is directly members of parliament who come from different political parties are the ones who are the electoral college, as you explained. So they have political affiliations. Their political affiliations do translate into votes. But of course, here there is a caveat because this is an election. There is no party diktat you cannot issue a whip clearly because that will be, it will vitiate the process because the voting is free will. The member of parliament is free to choose. That is one reason. But then, yes, there is competition of ideas. There is contestations of ideas, contestations of ideology. All this comes to play. And that is why you see we have the National Democratic Alliance. All the partners were together. They voted the manner in which they wanted to vote. And of course, the opposition, as you rightly pointed out just a few seconds ago, has claimed that this is an arithmetical victory, but they as a coalition stood together and kind of taking that their understanding and their thought process too had won. So that's the only larger context. But the vice president remains the most important position after the president of India. So that's, and of course, in the capacity, the vice president becomes the chairman of the ex-official chairman of the Rajya Sabha. And would be in charge of the upper house of parliament.
Sir, you have, Mr. Prasad, seen these elections, vice presidential polls, the parliament proceedings very long during your active journalistic days as a reporter and then as an editor. Please tell us as to how, when we speak about the electoral college, so it is 781 as of today. 6 seats, which we all know are vacant in Rajya Sabha, 1 in Lok Sabha. You also mentioned about that the majority mark and also the 12 nominated members of the Rajya Sabha. And you spoke about the free will. There is no whip that can be issued. So what is the entire process of this polling? How is it different from the Lok Sabha elections or maybe the elections that happened for the President of India?
President of India is vastly different because in the Electoral College, the President of India, the people, the members of legislatures of state assemblies also vote. And of course, members of parliament do vote. But there the weightage comes into play because the weightage of each vote is different. That is arrived at predetermined formula, which means the number of representatives divided by the population and something. So your vote equality changes state by state, union territory by union territory. So the weightage is different. Whereas here it is like any elections that we know in this country. You and I go and exercise our democratic right at the elections, whether it is a state assembly elections or the municipality or Parliament of India. There is a single transferable vote and every vote has the same value. That means every vote will be counted as one. So that is no issues. So that's why you see if you gave the number of 456, 315, you add up the number, that is a number of MPs who exercise their franchise and decided to vote for a person as the next vice president of India. So that is the clear process here, Nila.
Mr. Prasad, the vice president is also the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. And like the Lok Sabha speaker, he runs the house, the Rajya Sabha. And we all know that these polls were necessitated because the former vice president Sir Jagdeep Dhankar had resigned. He had resigned on the health grounds. How do you see going ahead as Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan, a former governor of Maharashtra? He has had a long political career. How do you see the house now being run vis-a-vis the new candidate and also the kind of placings that would happen between the opposition and the ruling party when it comes to Rajya Sabha?
Well, I think one is very important. The upper house has the Council of States, the Rajya Sabha has a very important role to play. It has always been said, like in US, they say the Senate is the place where you deliberate, because it is always felt lower house of parliament, if a party has a very clear majority or a high majority, if passes a legislation sometimes, it could be in a hurry. So the upper house becomes the deliberative chamber. It takes time to go through the whole process again. That is well very vision. When the constitution makers went into the composition of Rajya Sabha, there was a long debate unto it. There have been debates even after that on the issue of having the second chamber at all. A revising chamber, as it's called sometimes. Many a time there is a debate in this country on the how important is the second chamber. Sometimes there are questions about is it needed at all. But these things have all been settled at any time. There is no issue about it. How Mr. Krishnan runs, we'll have to wait and watch, because the next session of parliament will be the winter session, number one. Number two, we've seen the kind of standoffs. It requires a lot of sagacity on the part of leadership of the house to carry all sides together. And number two, what is important is Mr. Radhakrishnan has been a member of Lok Sabha. I think, if I'm not mistaken, 98, he had won from Coimbatore. And he has experience of parliamentary system of governance. He has worked in committees. So he knows how collectively the parliament works. Not to say that Mr. Dhankar didn't know, he himself was a minister. But every individual carries his own aura and his own personality. And somebody who has worked in the gubernatorial positions in this country and dealt with people, I'm sure all that experience comes to office as the chairman, ex-official chairman of Rajya Sabha, Nila.
You spoke about the style of operations of a particular person. Obviously, everyone brings to the table as a different person brings to what he has been his personality like. But to understand, Mr. Prasad, I'll take you to something that has happened just before the elections. Was a kind of a, if I may use the word, not exactly campaigning, but kind of a lot of messaging and maneuvering by both the sides. So while the opposition candidate met a number of political leaders, party leaders, the NDA candidate, Mr. Radhakrishnan, who has now won, they made public statements. So it was more about both the sides talking about the sense of the constitution, upholding the democratic values. So keeping these things and the earlier elections you actively covered these elections. Mr. Prasad, how do you see the vice presidential polls emerging since what you have seen and since what it is today?
The intensity of campaigning remains always, except that now, because in the age we are in the age of social media, the kind of messaging that we see is almost instantaneous. We see pictures, we see visuals, we see earlier because of the reportaging cycle was different in the time when print medium was dominated. You had a 24-hour cycle gap. Then came the television world where the gap got reduced. And the days of social media that we are in, it's almost like instantaneous, number one. So that has altered the perceptual battle scene. But campaigning has always been such. We have seen members who are contesting from either side as a vice presidential candidate reach out. Because in a democracy, the basic thing is, unless you ask, you have to solicit votes. Whether somebody votes for you or not is separate. Whether they believe in you have to reach across the aisle. And remember here too, when the NDA finalizes his candidate, the Prime Minister did say so, he expects all-round support. Similarly, the opposition, when they declared his candidate, wrote letters to every member of parliament, because they are the voters for him. So it's a perfectly democratic exercise they conduct. As I said, each party, each individual has its own understanding of who they want to support. If you take a look into the history books of every election that has been contested, in a parliamentary democracy, it is very much, it has to be appreciated in that sense and term. But if you ask me, the campaign tone, they have to set something. They have to set what they stand for, why they are in the election. That's it. And I think that is what is at play in this last few days that you've been referring to, Anila.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, Mr. Prasad.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Vice Presidential Election 2025. The participants were K.V. Prasad, political analyst, and Nilab Srivastav, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. Spotlight.